In Germany, low unemployment and a strong economy translated into a big election victory for Chancellor Angela Merkel and her conservative political party. This means a third term for the 59-year-old physicist. The win for Merkel was even bigger than predicted by her political party, and the win is all the more impressive as other European leaders have fallen, with voters venting frustration over the continent's financial crisis. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports.
The normally reserved Merkel couldn't stop smiling last night as supporters at the Christian Democratic Union rally wildly chanted her name. She told them, "We can all be happy. This is a super result." She also thanked voters and promised she and her party would not betray their trust. Some analysts say that Merkel's strong victory in federal elections places her as Europe's predominant leader. Annette Heuser is the executive director of the Bertelsmann Foundation in Washington.
She got the reconfirmation from 42% of the German public that she should stay in power and that the course she took, not only domestically but also within the European Union, was approved.
But the chancellor's hopes to return her current ruling coalition to the parliament were dashed. Official results show her junior partners, the liberal, pro-business Free Democrats, failed to win any seats.
Es ist klar, das ist das schlechteste Ergebnis.
Their top candidate, Rainer Brüderle, held back tears as he told his supporters about the worst showing ever for their party. He also took responsibility for what he described as a dark hour. Their loss means Merkel will likely turn to her left-leaning opponents, the Social Democrats, to create a new ruling coalition. Analyst Heuser says it's a prospect the chancellor probably welcomes.
She is uncomfortable if everything, you know, all the responsibilities are put on her shoulders. I think it looks right now that she would be more comfortable with forming a grand coalition because there is no doubt that the decisions that need to be taken in the months and years to come are really tough decisions first and foremost for the Eurozone.
But the relationship may well be cantankerous. Many analysts say that as a far weaker junior partner, the Social Democrats will find it tough to stand their ground. During the campaign, the two parties clashed over the Social Democratic call for tax increases and a nationwide minimum wage. Their frustration was visible at their rally last night, where Merkel's opponent in the race, Peer Steinbrück, lamented only getting a quarter of the votes.
Der Ball liegt im Spielfeld von Frau Merkel. Sie muss sich eine Mehrheit besorgen.
He told supporters the ball is in the chancellor's court to get a majority in parliament. Turnout at yesterday's polls was higher than 4 years ago. In the left-leaning German capital, many voters appeared unhappy with the results. At a bar in the Kreuzberg neighborhood, patrons groaned when they heard on TV that Merkel had scored a resounding victory. What is this? It's awful, said one woman in dismay. Another patron, Clara Rintes, said she'll be happy if Merkel strikes a deal with the Social Democrats. She says even if Merkel's party dominates, a new coalition is still likely to generate fresh ideas to benefit Germany and Europe. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.